Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is our Consistency 365 series. This is mini episodes that air in between our regular full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, all about creating consistency in your life so that it no longer feels like you're doing well unless life gets in the way, unless work gets stressful, unless you're on vacation. You're just getting consistent and staying consistent no matter what changes in your circumstances. Today, I want you to imagine for a second that you have a bank account with $1 million in it. You have a bank account with $1 million in it. And I want you to think about how it would feel if you just never touched it. You got that expensive electric bill in the mail. That's my reality. And it stressed you out, but you never tapped into that $1 million bank account you have, or you needed a new septic system in your home or a new roof, and it was something you felt like you couldn't do, but you had this $1 million bank account that you never used, or you really wanted to travel with your kids to create those memories, but you just couldn't afford it, even though you had this bank account with $1 million that you just never leveraged. You'd never used the money. Which sounds crazy. It's like, well, obviously I would never do that. That's kind of a stupid example. But it's not a stupid example because the majority of us have in our minds well more than $1 million worth of resources in the information that we've collected, in the tools that we've exposed ourselves to, the podcast episodes that we've listened to, the training courses we've been a part of, the courses that we've purchased, all of these different things. They are valuable at well north of $1 million. And most of the time, we don't leverage them. It's the same, if not worse, as having this $1 million bank account that we don't ever use. And I'll tell you what got me thinking about this. I was driving to church the other night. I try to go on Thursday nights by myself in addition to going on Sundays with the family, because on Sundays with the family, it's just easy to get distracted. But on Thursdays, it's just for me and I can really be present and receive the message. And as I was pulling into the parking lot, I was remembering a sermon from just a few weeks earlier that had struck such a chord in me. And as I thought about it, I was like, I forgot about that. It was only a few weeks ago, but I had forgotten about it. And it really stayed with me for a couple of days. But after that couple of days, it just wasn't top of mind anymore. And if it had been top of mind, if I had done something to keep it top of mind, if I had a process or a routine for that, then it would have impacted me a whole lot more and I would have had a much higher likelihood of turning what was initially just an idea and an inspiration into something that resembles habit. We all have, myself included, a treasure trove worth millions, hundreds of millions. The businesses that we could build, the relationships that we could save, the impact that we could have, the money that we could make, the health that is available to us if we just utilize the resources that we've already consumed. We don't need to go learn new things. What if we just leverage what we already have? So my challenge to you today is, what can you do to be better at utilizing what comes in your way? And I'm thinking about this in terms of the podcast. How can I make it easier for you guys to keep these concepts and ideas top of mind? That's what I'm thinking about on my end from a business standpoint. But for your own life and for your own day to day, what would it look like for you to be a little bit better today at utilizing the resources that you already have? I'll see you tomorrow.